Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Bob Mendelson, and this is the Bob's Your Uncle podcast. Today I'm going to talk to you just by myself, no guest today. We're going to talk about remembering and Yahrzeit, for today is the anniversary of my father's passing 19 years ago. What do you remember? What's the point of remembering anyway? Stay tuned. You can now find us and comment to us wherever you get your podcasts. Tell us what matters to you, what triggers your joy, what bothers you in the world. Let us know. We'll see where the spirit leads us. Wherever you are just now, whether you're out for your evening constitutional, or you're here in Australia, or back in the United States with friends, or all by yourself with your headset on, hey, wherever you are, thanks for joining us these 18 minutes. Of note, the opinions are strictly my own and those of my guests. This date in history, in 1938, the BBC broadcasted Karel Kapek's RUR, the world's first science fiction TV program. In 1975, also in the UK, Margaret Thatcher became the first female leader of the British Conservative Party. In 1979, on the 11th of February, Ayatollah Khomeini seizes power in Iran, and 11 years later, 1990, Nelson Mandela was freed after 27 years as a political prisoner. And those are the historical markers of the week. Today is the 11th of February. For some in the United States, this is the day of a football game. For me, it's the anniversary of my father's passing 19 years ago. For Jewish people, Yahrzeit, the anniversary of the death, is a significant time. It's a time to reflect on what was, the impact of a person, your father, your mother, brother, sister, spouse, children have on you. So when we hear the sound Yitgadal v'yitgadah shemei rabah, this Aramaic prayer of sanctification, and sanctified be your great name in the world which you've created, when we hear that, it begs us to remember. It calls us to remember. In fact, the psalm that I read earlier today, so significant. Psalm 106 in the scripture starts, "Praise the Lord, O, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can speak of the mighty deeds of the Lord? How blessed are those who keep justice." And then the psalmist says, "Remember me, O Lord, in your favor towards your people. Visit me with your salvation, that I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice, that I may glory with your inheritance." And then there's a flashback. We've sinned like our fathers. We've committed iniquity. We've behaved wickedly. And you expect there to be a list of murders and adulteries and inappropriate financial activity. What does it say? Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember your abundant kindnesses. It's the first sin that we didn't understand, and the second listed quickly is we forgot. We didn't remember. On a yahrzeit, we remember. So today, both in the Gregorian calendar, the 11th of February, and the Jewish calendar, today in Adar 1, I'm remembering the deeds of my father, the life of my father. He lived from 1921 till he passed in 2005. He lived a full life, married to my mother. They had a terrific, sometimes not so terrific, but they had a good life together. They lived all their lives, mostly in Kansas City. My dad was a mad, keen football and baseball fan, mostly baseball, but he would have been so happy that the Kansas City Chiefs finally turned things around in this decade. He was a good man. Went to Shul, dropped me off at Shul on Shabbos when I was a kid. Sometimes attended, always attended on the high holidays. Didn't smoke his cigars on Shabbos because, you know, he wanted to observe the Sabbath. Took me on Sunday morning to the men's club when I became a man at 13. I used to love stopping at the deli afterwards and picking up tongue or pastrami or a good, nice rye bread. We went and visited his mother alternate Sundays with my mom's mom. Go out on her porch and get a nice pickle right out of the barrel. Bubby, his mom, always had little leftovers in the fridge, just like my mom's mom. If you will, Jewish dim sum. Remembering. That's a good thing to do. And what is it we're supposed to remember? Here in the scripture, we're supposed to remember the kindnesses of the Lord, the mercies of God. I have a friend who lives now in Melbourne who said that he verified this. I certainly understand it. You know, there's a long list of things to do in the Psalms. One of them, give thanks to the Lord for he is good. Hodu l'Adonai ki tov, ki le'olam chasdo. Give thanks to the Lord for he is good. Because his mercy endures forever. It could also be translated, for his merciful one endures forever. Think about that. We give thanks to God because the one who represents him endures for, lives on, is going to be forever. Yeshua, that's who we think he is, the one who is mercy, who became to us righteousness and justification and kindness, and the Rachmanis of God is all wrapped up in the person of Yeshua, who came to bring life and to give it to us abundantly. I don't want to forget that today. Oh, there's a lot of things that are grabbing at my memory banks today, and maybe the older you get, the less memory cells you have available for those things. That, what was that? I used to know that, and I don't remember. I get that. We battle with memory, sure. Maybe that's why we have a Seder. Why do we have a Seder every year on Passover? Because then we remember what God did in delivering our people out of Egypt. Why do we take communion or Eucharist, Lord's Supper, whatever you title it, so that we remember that God sent Yeshua and he died for us and rose from the dead for us, that he spilled his blood, gave himself for us. Why do we journal things? Why do we read the journals of King David and all those fellows before him? Why do we do that? Because when we remember what they did, when we read what they did, it's inspiring to us. Remember and don't forget. I love that double whammy. Don't forget. The more I ponder what the Almighty did, the more I think about it, the more I broadcast it, whether here on the podcast or on TikTok or on whatever social media or non-social media you use. If we can share Yahrzeit, the anniversary of deaths, the anniversary of what God did, the anniversary of creating the world, that's what Rosh Hashanah is. If we remember, we recall. And what does that do for us? It inspires us. It reminds us, that is, puts back into our mind that there is a living God who's got an intention for humanity, and even my humanity, and even the humanity of my son, my daughters, my grandchildren, my sister, my cousins, the whole world, my neighbors across the street. God has a plan. A plan for each person. It's remarkable that the God of the universe can even count however many billion people there are who live on the world, in the earth today. And beyond that counting, he knows the very hairs of our head. He knows what matters to us. He's intimately concerned. And he wants to strengthen us to his purposes. He wants us to walk with him and have life. The Apostle John wrote his story, his biography of Yeshua, and he said that these things I've written to you that you might believe, and that believing you might have life in his name. The whole point of the record of Scripture is to give us a record, not for history's sake, not for an academic degree. The whole point was so that we would have a relationship with the Almighty and he with us. And we walk hand in hand in this troubled and troubling time. Whether you're in Israel or Gaza, whether you're in Poland or Ukraine or Russia, whether you're here in Sydney or in Nashville, wherever you are, God wants to walk with you. Remember that. How do you remember that? Being with people who remember that, who remind you of that. How do you remember that? By reading the words of those who've remembered that. Let's walk with him together. Hodu l'Adonai ki tov, ki le'olam chasdo. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. That's his nature, that's his persona. For his merciful one, Yeshua, endures forever. Shalom. What do you think about all this? Why don't you write me, bobmendo@aol.com, or comment on an Instagram or TikTok to me? I'd love to know what you're thinking. Every week we read from the number one bestseller of all time. That's the Bible. And of course, I've already spoken a bit about that today. But I thought I'd read this verse from the Newer Testament, from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. By his doing you are in Messiah Yeshua, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. So that just as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. That's who Yeshua is. He became to us all these things. Now we have a response and a responsibility. We have an ability to respond, to decide, is he for me? Is this for me? What is all this about? Do I have to become a nun or a monk or a rabbi or a celibate? What is all this? And what it is a chance for us to give thanks to the Lord because he is good and his mercy endures even to me. So I hope that's something that you can take on board. I'm not going to be all 18 minutes today. I just wanted to get some of these thoughts down on my garage band and into the podcast world, and hopefully it'll be something you can reflect on. You know, I was inspired by watching different football players over these last few weeks on Facebook and Instagram sharing their personal faith. C.J. Stroud of the Houston Texans, and so many others from the Kansas City Chiefs and other places, quarterbacks and linemen and kickers, and it's pretty great. Pretty great. And so I'm encouraged by them to give thanks to the Lord, to proclaim His name here and around the globe. And I hope you are too. For He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Have a great week. I'll hope to talk to you next week after the Kansas City Chiefs maybe won the Super Bowl. But even if not, that they'll have a kind attitude towards everyone. And whether Taylor Swift ever shows up or not, let's just watch football. Shalom. Until next week then, when things seem bleak or uncertain, look up to God. He's in His heaven. And Bob's your uncle. Shalom.